Here is the commentary for the Chapter 7 assignment. Ooh, are you going to be mad at me? Why? Because I'm going to ask you to find some things that the mutual fund companies normally try to hide the best they can. Remember that I said that a better term for Chapter 7 would be who has beaten the market, or can you beat the market? And so that's what you're going to try to do. You're going to try to find mutual funds that have beaten the market. So let's read the required assignment at the bottom of the assignment notes sheet. The 10-year annual average return of the Standard & Poor's 500 composite was 7.1% from January 1st, 2003 to December 31st, 2012. And considering that this still the considerable amount of weeping and screaming and gnashing of teeth and beating of breasts about the stock market, that's not a bad 10-year return. Of course, a few years ago, yeah, it was pitiful. In fact, it was negative, right? The 20-year average return from December 1st, 1993 to December 31st, 2012 was 8.22%, which is still pretty good. Can you find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten the Standard & Poor's 500 index over 10 years, and at least 5 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten it over 20-year periods? And you know, it's not going to be easy, but if you go to the links in Chapter 4 for mutual funds, there's some clues right there. Yeah, and of course, you know, there are other ways of looking this up. Don't get discouraged. Instead, get lost. I know, I don't mean it in a nasty way. I mean, just have fun looking for it, and maybe you'll find something completely different that really interests you. And I hope you do, because that to me is part of the joy of investing, is getting lost and finding things that you weren't even looking for, you didn't even know you were looking for. And lastly, the 30-year average return of the Standard & Poor's 500 was 10.81%, which is pretty darn good, folks. That's from January 1983 to December 2012. Can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been that have been in existence for 30 years and have beaten the S&P 500 index over 30 years? And optionally, if you want to, why don't you look at some global funds and see who has beaten the world index, come close. So don't get discouraged. Do the best you can. Realize that, you know, they're doing their best to hide it, because a lot of them are embarrassed that they haven't been able to beat the S&P 500 or whatever index they happen to be tied to. And above all else, have fun. Do the best you can and have fun. And don't get too mad at me, okay?